Hi, I'm Allie Gertz.
And I'm Julia Prescott. And this podcast is brought to you by
Everything's Coming Up Simpsons. Make sure to tune in on September 11th.
We are talking about the episode Radio Bart with a special guest you may recognize.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright.
And actually, I'm Bart Simpson. Who the hell are you?
We're so excited.
Oh, this is so good.
This was one of our favorite episodes we've ever done.
Mark your calendars. I don't know. You're probably already downloading it. What is this life?
September 11th, we are joined by, you already heard her, Nancy Cartwright. We're so excited. Please tune in.
All right. Bye.
Hey, weird adults. Today's episode is brought to you by Audible.com. Audible has the best audiobook performances, the largest library, and the most exclusive content, and you'll feel something when you listen. Learn more at audible.com/weirdadults, where you can get 30 days free and one free audiobook. It's awesome, and just so you know, I'm right now reading Missoula. I think it's a must read, and it's super easy to digest if you're listening to it on Audible. I'm also highly, extremely beyond above recommending you read or listen to on Audible, So You've Been Publicly Shamed by John Ronson. If you are of the now, if you are living in the time that we're living, which I hope you are if you're listening to this, if not, please seek medical attention because you are in fact dead. But if you are living, you have to read So You've Been Publicly Shamed by John Ronson, and you can get it for free by going to audible.com/weirdadults. This book is such a necessary read because it's so relevant to the times we're living in, and I just think it's awesome. All right, guys, check it out, audible.com/weirdadults. Okay, welcome back, Weird Adults. Guys, I have a confession. Tonight we had a guest booked, and there was a chance he wasn't going to make it. And in my heart of hearts, I was rooting for him to not make it. Not because I'm not excited to have him on, I am. But I knew that I couldn't book this person who's here tonight just like, you know, ahead of time, because it would be weird. So I kind of made it seem like she was a last-minute addition. But the truth is, she's all I think about. It's Jackie Johnson.
I'm back, bitches! Now, can you say who bailed? Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah. No, I feel like I shouldn't say, because I said I was rooting for them to bail.
Okay.
But I mean, you get why, just because I wanted you.
If you had any idea how many jobs I booked being the second person in line, there's no shame in the game. There's no shame in the game in Hollywood. I mean, there's countless tales of actors and actresses who were the second in line for the job, and they booked the job, and they won the Emmy or whatever. That's what happens in Hollywood, babe. You got to be near your phone. And I was. I was making my signs for the Women's March. And I was like, you know, I'm pretty busy, but I can make time.
And you know what? That last weekend, I saw a friend, and he said that Jackie Johnson on Weird Adults was better than Bruce Springsteen on Marin. And I had to take that at face value and run with it.
I mean, I think we have a good chemistry.
I think so
we got
too.
A little Robin and Howard going on. I don't want to say who's who. Either way, we're winners. So, yeah, I'm down to be back. I was like thinking in the car on the way here, I was like, it'd be so funny if I just sucked. Like if I just had nothing to say and just you had to pull and pull and I just sat here and gave you like one word responses.
No.
But I'm not going to do that.
I trust you.
My rep is on the line. My dignity is on the line. I'm not going to fuck this up.
So you're going to the Women's March on Saturday.
Of course I am.
Do you have a group? Like who are you going with?
I have a little anxiety about that. There's so many different groups that I haven't picked who I'm going to like march with. And I'm scared that I'm going to like not find anyone and it's going to be a mess.
Are you not, you don't go there with people?
Well, I could. Yeah, I have to. I feel like if you don't go there with people, you're going to get lost and never find people. Because I think it's going to be a cluster. Fuck of
Is
people.
It going to be dangerous?
Are you not going?
I'm not.
Girl, listen, I'm not the most political person. I'm not. I try to remain like peace and love all the time. Peace and love, peace and love. But I'm like, I'm a fucking woman. I can't not go. I have to go.
Wow.
If my grandkids someday are like, Grandma Jackie, where were you at? I'm like, I was in the middle of the fucking march. I had a sign. I was waving my tits. I was there. If I told him I wasn't there, they would be like, God, Grandma Jackie sucks.
I
have to go, not to shame you.
No, well, and I feel shitty for even, like, saying I'm not going to be there because I feel like that's negative, but I can't go. And I'm also not a crowd scare.
No, me too. I'm going to have a meltdown.
Wow.
I'm going to have a meltdown.
So you're facing your fear for this.
I feel, like I said, my grandkids can't be let down. It's just like the Kylie opening at the mall. I had to go. I was like, if my grandkids someday are like, Jackie, Aunt Grandma Jackie, were you not at the Kylie pop-up? And I told them I didn't go and I live 40 minutes away? I would be a disgrace to them. So I had to go.
Right. Are you scared? Like, what are you expecting in this march?
Listen, it's like 75 hours.
Oh, my God.
And I'm not very athletic, and I get very tired quickly, and I also don't like the air. I like being warm. I like being inside.
Oh.
But, like I said, I got a vagina! I got a march!
It does feel like, I wish I could, it does sound epic and like fun and romantic.
I mean, who knows? Luckily, I don't live that far from downtown, so if I really need out, I'll just run.
Do you drive there?
There's
so many logistical questions.
Yes, there's the subway. So there's a big group of girls that are from UCB, the Upright Citizens Brigade. Just in case you don't know what that is, get woke. Only the funniest place on earth. There's a big group of girls meeting, and they're meeting and then riding the subway together.
Mm-hmm.
And it lets out at Pershing Square, which is where the march starts. But I live closer to downtown than the subway, so I'm wondering if I should just take an Uber or something, but I know it's going to be a fucking mess.
Right.
So I'm probably just going to wake up, drive the wrong direction,
park,
walk to meet them, and then take the train with them, I guess. I don't know. I'm nervous.
I think it's best to go with a group.
Yeah, me too. Because, I know I'll run into people I know.
But there's so many people. How can you count on that?
Do you think people can hear the dogs right now?
They probably can. Our dogs are going insane.
Our dogs are best friends, and they're just sort of like Esther and I falling in love. These dogs are falling in love, and we are just seeing your little baby play. It's the best thing in the world.
I know.
Oh, my God,
this is
Esther.
So cute. It's, like, so distracting from having a podcast.
Oh, my God, they're so cute.
They're just running around and, like, loving and growling.
I can't right now.
And like, Donut is actually, like, smiling for the first time.
Does Donut play with other dogs?
She does, but she rarely sees any other dogs. When they're around.
They're having a fucking ball.
They really are.
They're living for it.
I know you're a vegan.
Yeah.
And the last time we hung, I was really inspired by that, and I started to cut out cheese and stuff. And since then, I started working, and it's been really hard to keep that up, and I've completely thrown it out. And
yeah, it's hard.
Today, I had Chipotle for lunch and Taco Bell just now in the car for dinner, and I feel...
Damn, that's like burrito on burrito, girl. It's a lot.
I'm a fucking monster.
It's hard to eat. It's really hard to eat. I almost just want to start drinking Soylent for every meal.
I know.
Because eating to me is a chore. I don't enjoy it. I'm just like, oh, I have to fucking eat to stay alive. Just somebody hand me something. I'm over this.
But can I add something into the mix that makes it even harder? And maybe you identify, maybe not. But for me, eating is like such a source of joy. Like, it's such an important part of my day that what I eat needs to be up to, like, the standards. Like, it needs to be what I'm craving, whatever taste for, as I like to say. It needs to be so satisfying and good that it's, like, a fun activity. So then there's, like, all this added pressure of, like, oh, I just need to eat something. But it also needs to be the right thing.
Yeah.
Do you not have that?
I mean,
you're
like
skinny,
I said,
probably.
I just want to eat Soylent. I just want to make a big old tub of Soylent and get a straw.
But would you? You would never, right?
I should try it, honestly. But no, I mean, you gotta throw a variety in. I sometimes want something so bad, like something very specific, and I have to get it before I can, like, rest. And I feel like, is that a woman thing or just a human
everyone,
thing?
No, a lot of people.
Yeah, like, I need pickles and ice cream. I'm pregnant. I'm not pregnant. I kind of want to get pregnant, though. Oh, my God.
Wait, last time we talked about that, you were not into it.
Listen, I watched all of Robin China.
Oh.
Since we've been in this chair, I watched all of Robin China, and I cried when she gave birth to Dream.
Why?
And I'm not kidding.
Was it the mannequin challenge?
Not just like a couple tears. I'm talking like full-blown sobs. And she didn't even squish her out. She got a C-section, and they just like... pull the baby out. It wasn't even like, squeeze. Like, it was just, they cut her out and they're like, here you go. I was sobbing watching that.
Why?
Because I think I want a fucking kid. It's true. You hit this weird part of your life where you're like, normally I'd be like, oh, a baby. I mean, I watched Courtney have all of her kids. I didn't fucking bat an eye. But Dream pops out and I'm just gushing out.
What do you think it was about Blac Chyna and Dream?
I mean, I don't know. I just think that it was one of those things where I was like, oh, I want that.
If you have a baby, do you feel like you need to have a girl or do you not care?
No, I have to have a girl.
Me too.
If I don't, I will push it back in.
Me too. Wait, yeah. Me too.
I'll be like, nope, come back when you're a girl.
I need a girl.
I hate that because I only want to have one kid and I don't want to say this. And then if it is a boy, he's going to listen back to this someday and like kill himself or
boys,
something.
He'll be a man. He'll deal with it.
Yeah.
But I want a girl so bad that I'm too scared to ever have a kid if it's not a girl.
Do you want a girl just because you want to put outfits on her and makeup and talk to her about hair and that kind of stuff?
So I partially, like, outfits and stuff I don't care as much about, but it's like I want to have a Debbie Reynolds, Carrie Fisher bond with my daughter.
But you can have that with a boy.
No.
You can.
No, I want it to be, I want to have a special connection with my daughter.
No, I want a daughter so bad. I already have her name picked out.
Wait, is it public?
I mean, I kind of don't want to say it.
Right.
I actually have one too. Kelly Oxford gave it to me.
Whoa.
And she has three kids. So she, you know, she was like, I'm not having any more, so take it. And I was like, done.
You can tell me off air.
I'll tell you off air.
Yeah, I have
mean,
one too.
My husband isn't too keen on it, but I told him, I go, I get to name the girl, you get to name the boy. I think that's fair.
My name for my daughter is so narcissistic. Like
Esther Jr. Aren't you Esther Michelle?
No, Esther Lawrence.
I knew that. Why did I think that? My middle name is Michelle. I'm a fucking narcissist.
That's so
for some reason I thought you were too.
I thought it was you.
Everyone's middle name is Michelle. It's like it's an epidemic. It's the 80s kids. All the kids in the 80s. They're named Courtney or Lauren or fucking Sarah or Jessica. I know like 900 Jessicas.
I know. Or I know a lot of Kristens.
Kristen, that's an 80s kid name too.
Yeah. I wonder, like, how, because I grew up with a really old-fashioned name, Esther, obviously, and I'm like, how do I give my child an old-fashioned name? It's like, do I have to name her Alexis? Like, what is the name? What's going to be the Esther of her generation?
It'll probably be, like, Courtney and, yeah, all those
80s
kid names.
I know, and that's just so hard to swallow, like.
I mean, go old. Go, like, Minerva. Go, like, fucking old school.
Prudence.
I would love that, actually, because I'm a Beatles fan.
Little
Prudy.
Yeah, that's pretty cute. But yeah. I feel like if we like it now, that means people are doing it now and it'll be overdone.
Yeah, it's really, I mean, I was actually just hanging out with somebody today and her daughter changed her name. Her daughter's 12 and came to her and goes, Mom, I don't like my name.
What?
I'm picking a new one. And did.
And she let her?
Yeah. Of course she let her. What are you going to do? No.
That's like insane. I feel like my parents would have never allowed that.
This is a very accepting person.
Right.
Isn't an artist.
Are you allowed to say the name change? You don't feel comfortable?
This is a famous person.
Oh,
not to name
shit.
Drop.
Shit. You know celebrities?
Yeah. You know. Well, you know I do lashes.
Oh, yeah.
So I just did this woman today. I feel bad. I mean, she wouldn't give a shit if I named her, but she's famous. I did her lashes. We were talking today and she started referring to her kid by a different name. And then finally she goes, oh, by the way, she changed her name. I was like, oh, she's a very accepting, cool, liberal LA mom.
Wow.
You know, and I'm all about that because, you know, Chooch's name used to be Prissy Pearl, my dog.
What do you mean?
Her name was Prissy Pearl.
You named her that?
Yeah.
And
that's like
happened?
Her Christian name on her, you know, birth certificate. I changed it to Chooch.
Why?
Because she's a Chooch.
I actually want to change Donut's name to Smushy.
And you should.
I know, but see, I'm more of a Midwest mom.
Smushy.
Like, I don't want to adapt the LA mom lifestyle.
Right.
I want to stay Midwestern. Like, you know, people who drop their dogs off at daycare all day, like, I don't want to be about. I mean, right now she's a puppy, so she needs, like, a caretaker.
Yeah.
But I don't want the frills, you know? I want to.
You want to try and keep her, like, with a normal life.
Yes, she should have a normal
life.
Did you
know Paul McCartney kept his kids in public school?
Whoa.
Imagine your dad being a effing Beatle and you went to friggin' like North High School or
like
whatever.
And where I grew up, public school was just fine. I don't know.
Public school where I'm from, the streets. People are always like, what was high school like? I said, have you seen Dangerous Minds? That's where I went to high school. It was pretty dark.
Really?
But it made me who I was. You know, I'm kind of glad I didn't have like the privileged.
No, I can't imagine a private school upbringing.
Right.
I mean, obviously, like, you're biased to what you had, but
right.
I don't know.
I feel like your world outlook is completely different.
Are you watching The Bachelor?
I watched some of it the other night with Kelly Oxford.
Do you love Corinne?
I can't believe that's a real human being.
There's something about, like, I love her.
Well, I'm trying to figure it out. Okay, so, like, I'm kind of talking out of school because I literally saw half of an episode.
That's enough.
But I just, this person, did she come in with a plan to just be insane? Like, I'm going to be insane and get a lot of airtime and get a whole storyline because
right.
I'm crazy. Or is she just legitimately that person?
It seems
like... Because it's so well produced.
I know. It seems like she's so hung up on winning.
Right.
Even though
it's... The whipped cream thing? And then, in the commercial break after that, was a Ready Whip commercial.
Oh, fuck.
And I was like, did they tie this in? Was this all planned?
I always wonder that. I'm like, because the Backstreet Boys were on this past week, and I'm like, do the Backstreet Boys pay money to be on the show? Like, is that an ad?
Well, you know, they're taking over Britney's residency at Planet Hollywood.
They're not taking over.
Yeah, she's done, finally.
She's done?
You gotta get out there! She's been there for like 2 years.
I've been, but I want to go back. She's really leaving?
Yeah,
but...
well, you can't do that gig forever.
I didn't think
your knees
would've...
get tired.
I never thought this day would come. Wait, how much longer do
I
have?
I have no idea. I think they start, I want to say March is when they start. Because I'm so going.
You are?
Oh my God, you can come. I'm going with Robin Von Swank and a bunch of chicks.
I want to go, but I feel like I'll be sad that it's not Britney the whole time.
Girl, do you not like BSB?
I do.
Are you more of an NSYNCer?
No, I'm not.
I'm ambidextrous.
I like both.
Yeah, me too.
But I just love a female pop star.
Yes, I
and
do
there's
too.
Nothing, there's no greater level of achievement than being at a concert of a female pop star.
Why wasn't I one? Do you ever think about your life trajectory? Like, where could I have made a turn and ended up that?
I think about this often, and here's where it is for me. I mean, you're a great singer, so you really, I don't know.
And you
know.
Don't even have to be that good of a singer, honestly.
That's true. I'm a great dancer. I'll say it.
Yeah.
I was a great dancer.
Yeah, so you could have done it.
I don't know.
And
I
you're
have
little
no answer.
And like... Lil Esther, that could totally be a pop star.
Is it too late? Here's the question.
I'm asking that as well. I mean, it's certainly too late for me.
It's not.
You look so young. You could like, you probably still get carded like buying cigarettes. I know you don't buy cigarettes, what I'm saying. Like, you look 12.
Wait, I want to go back and ask you, what are the reasons you want a daughter? Is it just to like talk makeup?
Yeah.
What else?
I just want to see a little me, you know? And boys are gross.
I know.
Boys are little monsters. I have three nephews. Like, I want a little girl. My sister's having a little girl in March, thank God.
I do love my nephew. He's so cute. And he's like kind of shy and like kind
I love
of he's
shy
almost like
men.
A geisha little boy.
I love shy men.
So I do
much.
Like him, but
right.
I guess if I had a little boy like him.
It would be fine.
It'd be fine.
I want to show her cool. I want to like show her style and makeup and sit in front of the caboodle and show her makeup.
Yes.
And like, you know, show her stuff like my mom
make
did
her
with
my
me.
Little best friend.
Yeah. You know, like people's moms like make speeches at their weddings and like, I want that kind of relationship.
Yeah.
My mom was drunk at my wedding and it was a fucking nightmare and didn't speak, thank God.
And I know we're being assholes and like, obviously we just want a healthy baby.
Yes, yes. Yes, yes.
And a healthy, but like, I do really want a daughter and I think about it a lot.
You know, there's like theories about you can get pregnant with which one you want.
What do you mean?
Like, it's this whole thing. I had this long conversation with a woman at a commercial audition once about it.
Okay.
It's this whole thing about the sperm and where you are in your cycle when you fuck. And male sperms are faster swimmers, but they don't live but they live longer, but female sperms are quick. It's something like the whole thing.
So what do you do?
So basically it's like you have to know exactly when you start ovulating. And then
so insane.
And so there's ways of doing that with like your temperature. You have to like
right.
stick a, you know, whatever, thermom up there, figure it out. But then it's so basically like when you start ovulating, like if you have sex a certain time, like either right when you start or right before, and you time it right. It's just about timing it with the sperm because the male sperms swim faster but die faster. Women's sperms swim slower but live longer, or vice versa. Just Google it. I don't know. I heard.
It sounds so janky and crazy, but
yeah.
I'm definitely going to look
but
into it and try it.
A lot of people.
If I decide to have a baby, which I'm not doing.
Right. A lot of people have like both. Like, oh, we have two sons or we have two daughters. And I feel like it's because they fuck the same way. You know what I mean?
What?
Like, maybe you got to change it up if you want a different gendered kid.
Wow.
I don't know. What do I know? We both have fucking dogs.
Can I tell you an even worse nightmare?
Yeah.
Is if you have a boy and then you, like, let's say you have a second kid.
And it's a boy. Well, that's the story. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I've heard. Oh, my God.
Too scary.
This my landlord, who's an 82-year-old Filipino man. He was like, when I was telling him about kids and stuff, because we're certainly moving out if we have a kid. And he was like, I know a guy who tried 5 times and they kept having girls.
I know someone like that, too. They have 4, and it's all girls, and they wanted a son.
And guess what? That fool's got 4 weddings to pay for. 4 weddings to pay for! Jeez Louise! Yeah, I mean, if I have a kid, I really only want to have one.
Yeah, I kind of want one weird one,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, one weird one, and I might adopt after that.
Why?
Because I'm, like, an environmentalist, and
yeah.
I think the world's too populated. And I think it's selfish, honestly,
You're
to have
so
more than
right.
2 kids. I think having more than 1 kid is selfish.
This is why I didn't want one for so long. I didn't want any, but now I it's, like, you know.
I get it now. I get why you want to make one.
Yeah.
I get it.
What is it? It's, like, for me, I just want a little friend that'll be fun, but...
I definitely want a little friend, but it's also cool to be in love with someone and make a kid and mix together your DNA.
Yeah.
I think that's cool. And, like, I was watching Dream be born.
Yeah.
And I sent my husband this long text. It
well,
was
you
like,
and your husband are so attractive. Like, I see really why you want it.
I mean, it would be fun to see what comes out.
Yeah.
You know? But I texted him. I was like, hey, I really want a kid now. Like, we have to have one. We have to. And he wrote... Cool, let's go to Japan first. And I wrote, deal.
That's honestly pretty smart.
We're trying to just travel as much as we can. And if anyone is listening to this that followed me on Snaps after Esther's pod or has been following me, I haven't been snapping that much
Whoa.
Because I've been traveling.
You've been traveling?
Yeah, I was at the Madonna Inn for 3 days and I was in Arizona.
Oh my God, yes. Wait, I was looking at this. Can you please tell me about that trip?
Oh my God, it's amazing up there. So if you live in California or nearby, if you're looking for something weird to do with your boo, you gotta drive to San Luis Obispo. It's like 3 hours north of LA, so wherever you are in California, it's probably a drive away. And it's just this kooky little beach town, but there's this hotel called the Madonna Inn, and it's crazy. It's just this crazy weird hotel that's like a time warp. From like mid-century. And it's crazy weird furniture. All the rooms have a different theme. There's a caveman room.
Which room did you have?
Well, we switched rooms every night.
That is what you must do. Okay,
yeah.
Which ones did you get?
So this was all surprise. I didn't know. It was all my birthday present. But it was like the first night we stayed in the Madonna suite, which is like the biggest, nicest room.
What?
Georgia Hardstark stayed there on her honeymoon. Or her the night she got married there. And she stayed there. The night after her wedding. So she lost her virginity in there.
Whoa.
So it was like a big pink cave. And then like a waterfall sink. You'd like turn the sink on and 5 minutes later the water would come because it was just trickling down this long, crazy waterfall. And then we went to the Love Nest, which is at the top of the whole place. And it's pink with that pink staircase. I Instagrammed a picture of me on it. And then we went to Karin, C-A-R-I-N, which was a pink glitter room with pink glitter walls.
This is so amazing.
It's crazy. It's so fun.
What do you do when you're staying there?
There's a spa. We got a massage. We got facials. Mm-hmm. We got in the hot tub. There's a great pool, but it was pouring rain. But we sat in the hot tub with umbrellas, like in the pouring rain. We got high. I mean, I will say it's not a very vegan friendly place.
How'd you handle that?
We just, there's one menu item you can have and
Which
we
was?
Ate there. It's a portobello mushroom cap. That's what everybody puts on the menu for vegetarians.
Oh, yeah.
Have a fucking mushroom. No protein. We don't need protein. Just eat a fucking mushroom. Would it kill you to get some tofu on the menu, everybody? I need protein just like you.
That is so hard to me. Like, I feel like being on a vacation like that would be the ultimate time where I just cave and I'm like, well, I'm on vacation, but you're on the clock at all times.
Well, I was trying to think of like a way to explain this that doesn't sound crazy or like pretentious, but it's basically like it's a done issue. It's a non-issue because it's a moral issue. So if you have a moral problem with something, you're not gonna be like, oh, I don't believe in killing somebody, but it's like, you know, it's so convenient to kill him right now and nobody's gonna find out. Like, yeah, I know that's a very large jump, but I'm just trying to think of something smaller.
No, that's
like,
really good.
It's a moral issue to me, and so I'm not gonna.
Wow.
Yeah. Because it's an intense.
So, because of that, you truly just don't crave those bad foods?
I mean, I don't. No, not anymore.
Wow.
Not anymore.
How long have you been vegan?
7 years.
Jeez.
Yeah. And like in those 7 years, I'm not gonna say I never had any cheese or whatever. When I met Adam, my husband, 6 years ago, our first date, I sat in front of him and he was like, I'm a vegetarian. I was like, oh my God, I'm a vegan, you know? And so because he was vegetarian, there was like a good year or two that I would just have cheese or ice cream or something every once in a while with him.
Right.
And then he's the one that came at me like, hey, I think we need to go back. I think we need to go vegan. I think, and I was like, okay, fine. I've already done it. I can do it again. You know?
I feel like the first few months or year of a relationship, like I will change whatever it is about me just to accommodate. I know that's not like, oh.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's hard to find a man. You gotta like play the game. you gotta follow suit. I love sports too. Go team.
This week you texted me that you discovered something called, I don't know what it's called.
Dumpster diving?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had
a meltdown. I had to send you a voice text.
I was like, when I saw my phone and there was a minute 40 voice text from you, I was like, something went down.
Yeah. I had a full-blown meltdown and I just needed to express it to you and... Because I feel like you and I are on the pulse of everything happening in the beauty industry.
It's true. And I know it doesn't look that way
right.
personally, but it's true.
We are. And I thought I was woke. I thought I knew what was going on. And then my mind just exploded because I was like, I've never fucking heard of this. I've heard of dumpster diving and the freegan movement and all that stuff. Because, again, I'm vegan and I'm an environmentalist. I consider myself an environmentalist, all this shit. But, like... Dumpster diving at Sephora, I never in a million years would have thought about.
Well, it's like, because it sounds so, it's too good to be true,
almost.
Of course I don't want to go through the garbage at Sephora. Like, that's the most coveted garbage I could ever think of. How, like, to me, there's no way there's ways to access that, but apparently there are.
It's not illegal in L.A.
Oh, it's illegal in other places.
It's illegal depending on where you live. It's illegal, but it is not illegal here. As long as you're not like disrupting anything and making noise. There were, because I've read a lot about this after I discovered this, and it was just a random YouTube. Here, Chuchi, play with. It was just a random YouTube, like one of those suggested things.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you and I send each other like YouTube skin stuff all day and makeup stuff. And what's that girl, Stephanie Nicole? What's her name?
Stephanie Nicole.
I'm not on her team anymore. I unsubscribed.
What happened?
Because she has a whole video about how she hates Jeffree Star. And I'm like, I'm on Team Jeffrey. I can't support this.
I know. Well, she doesn't like his cosmetics, right?
But no, she doesn't like him at all.
See, I don't pick sides. Like, I
don't either. I'm not getting involved in the Kat Von D, Jeffrey thing because I love them both and I refuse to get involved.
Oh, see, that I actually do have a side. No.
Really?
Because she puts out a video. Okay, so Kat Von D puts out this video basically trash-talking Jeffree Star and it's so obvious that she's, like, pissed off that she discovered him and helped him and now he's more successful than her. And to me, it's like... That's so negative. It's so obvious and transparent that that's why you're upset and you're acting like it's about something else. I mean, am I wrong?
It's so weird. And I've been following Kat Von D a long time. I used to watch her on Miami Ink like a million years ago before she even got skinny. Like this is a million years ago before she had a deal for everything. I actually went as her for Halloween 6 years ago. I'll have to send you the photos. I paid somebody to draw with Sharpies all over my body, her real tattoos. So I'm a big fan of her. I also, you know, she's vegan, very vocal about it.
That's cool.
And her whole line is vegan. I love that.
Do you like her makeup?
Yeah, I love her makeup. I've been using her powder. Because it was way cheaper than the Laura Mercier one that, like, Jeffrey uses. So I went ahead and bought the Kat Von D, and I'm happy with it. So, yeah, her makeup's great. But, yeah, I just feel like her friend group always changes. And I don't trust women whose friend groups change all the time. Because I just feel like they don't keep friends, and there's something going on with them. And, like, her boyfriends are always rotating, and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I just feel like...
That's a bad sign. If you're on the outside looking at that, you know, like, something's up in there.
Yeah, and it's just, like, I know people like that in L.A. I'm sure you do, too. But it's just one of those things where I'm like, okay, you're going to be an arm's length friend. I'm going to hang with you when I hang with you. I'm going to text with you. But I'm never going to, like, confide my secrets in you and
it's
become
like
really close.
You see their Instagram. It's 1 month. It's every picture
is that one girl.
Yeah.
And then she's gone.
It's...
Yes, or a guy. like every picture with the guy, and then he's gone, and all those pictures are erased. I'm like, honey,
like, don't you see what you're doing?
Right. It's sad, and but again, you know, listen, everybody has their thing. I feel like I'm automatically taking a Jeffrey side just based on that alone.
Yeah.
Her past.
Okay.
But she knew that video was going to get him bajillion hits.
Right.
So I was like, what were you trying to do? I almost think it was a fake thing for them to both get publicity or something. Honestly, I don't trust anything.
That's
there's like
true.
Conspiracy theories behind everything, and also I just love that there's YouTube politics. There's like videos. There's
about
these deep dark spirals you can go
girl,
in.
I've
like
seen.
People make videos about other YouTubers and like conspiracies about their YouTube channels, and it's just so crazy that world.
I know. There's all these like conspiracies about how like 1 month everyone's favorites video they had
the Charlotte Tilbury Kim KW lipstick.
Yes.
Yes. I mean, it's pretty fucking crazy, honestly.
You see a lot of similarities.
Why does everybody give a shit about that one color?
And it also was all at the same time.
Right.
Like, that color came out months ago.
Yeah. Same with, like, the shape tape.
Shape
Let's
tape
Let's be
is,
real.
I mean...
The shape tape. Nobody's shutting up about the shape tape concealer.
It's weird.
Yeah. It's very interesting.
Yeah.
Because Jeffrey says he doesn't get paid.
I know. I do trust him. Believe him.
I do, too. Anyway, I don't know, man. Pay me, guys. Send me some shit. I'll give you an opinion. I'll lie. I'm just kidding. Yeah, the YouTube world is crazy.
This episode of Weird Adults is brought to you by Blue Apron. Blue Apron is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Blue Apron's mission is to make incredible home cooking meals accessible to everyone. Blue Apron can be delivered to 99... Oh, my dog's crazy. Oh, she wants Blue Apron. Oh my gosh, Donut. Okay, I'll put you down. Blue Apron can be delivered to 99% of the continental U.S. and 99.5% of food deserts. Because Blue Apron ships the exact amount of each ingredient required for a recipe, they're reducing food waste. Cooking together builds strong family bonds, and research shows that Blue Apron families cook nearly 3 times more often. I can tell you that that's true, because when I get Blue Apron, I get 3 meals and I cook 3 more times than I ever would. Those who spend a lot at restaurants or high-end grocery chains can now spend under $10 per person for a delicious meal. That is true. Blue Apron saves me money, time, and stress, because I will get home and stress for like 3 hours about what to eat, and then I end up at Taco Bell. Blue Apron is super affordable. For less than $10 per person per meal, Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with pre-portioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals. And there's tons of variety. Recipes are not repeated within a year, so you'll never get bored. Each meal comes with a step-by-step, easy-to-follow recipe card and pre-portioned ingredients and can be prepared in 40 minutes or less. This, to me, is the most important factor of Blue Apron, because everything is pre-portioned out. It's so easy, and you don't have to think about measuring and finding the ingredients. It's all there for you, and the card has pictures, and it's so easy to follow, and for me, that's everything. And you can check out this week's menu and get your first 3 meals for free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/Esther. And you know there's a silent H in my name, or you don't even know me at all. You'll love how good it feels and tastes, and you'll be able to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. That's blueapron.com/Esther. E-S-T-H-E-R. You get it. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. Do you know what's fun? Getting together with friends. Do you know what's not fun? Organizing and planning the get-together. Funster takes the headache out of party hosting and planning. Hosting with Funster is easy, simple, and fun. Most popular Funster events are dinner parties, potlucks, watching games with friends, birthdays, house parties, and movie nights. Creating an event is super easy. Date, time, and location. Invites go out through the app with a text message. RSVP with or without the app. Chat. Share photos through the app. Create a BYOB registry list and have your guests pick items and split all the costs. Funster makes planning events super easy. Host people you love more often. Download Funster at the App Store or from Google Play and plan your next party with ease today.
So dumpster diving.
Yes.
Okay, so we should explain kind of what it is.
Sure.
So basically, there are these people called freegans, and they don't pay for anything. They don't believe in being like on the grid monetarily.
Right.
So they try to get everything that they consume and everything by getting it for free. So if you go to the dumpster of like your favorite grocery store late at night, there will be bags and bags and bags of food that they had to throw off the shelf for whatever reason. You know, they like throw away an apple if it has like a weird lump on it because nobody's going to buy it. But it's a perfectly good apple.
Right.
That's why when I go to the farmer's market, I always buy the ugliest fruit.
Why?
Because I want to save it, because nobody else is going to get it. And so they basically applied the same concept to makeup. So these girls go to Ulta and they dig in the trash and they get full non-used, like, samples of shit that they didn't end up using, or maybe the promotion ended so they threw it all out, or the samples. There's lots of samples of stuff, and so every once in a while, so it looks nicer, they'll throw the samples away, or like return orders that they don't have room for, they'll throw them out. All that shit. And part of me is like, I don't know, you don't know where that sample's been.
That's
what if somebody opened up a Shape Tape concealer, swabbed their pussy out with it, screwed it back in, and returned it? They could, for all we know. They could.
It's true. I used to be a lot more interested in testers as a teen, and now I don't know. I don't know how I feel about a tester.
But I do really want to go dumpster diving.
I do too.
I really think if you and I recorded it too, like I bring my iPhone, I record the whole thing so we talk it through. I feel like people need to hear that.
I mean, I'm curious, and I know others are too. It's like, what is it like out there? What and can you really find? And is it competitive?
Oh, see, I'm wondering if in L.A., if this is a big market.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of like thirsty actresses that need some shit. So I'm curious. I went to the Westfield Mall in Sherman Oaks last night, but I was in a hurry, so I didn't get really to scope it out. Because I never worked at the mall. Did you ever work retail at the mall?
No, I worked at Johnny Rockets in a mall, but...
See, okay, so that counts.
Oh, okay.
So because my husband used to work at the mall in like a million different stores when he was a teenager, and he told me every store at the mall has its own trash.
Whoa.
Has its own like dumpster in the back. And they're all labeled. So at night, like, you can, you know, figure it out.
Now, I'm thinking about how I've driven, when you drive around a mall and you do see dumpsters. I've never seen labels on the dumpsters, but maybe I'm not looking close
enough.
Yeah,
I don't know. But also, I feel like they're, like, placed in a certain way, too. I don't know. But also, there might be locks on them. And if there's locks on them, that means that they don't want people digging.
You know what I need to do? It's like, the next time I'm at Sephora, I'm just going to cut to the chase and I'm going to ask an employee, what do you guys do with the garbage? That's
ooh,
it.
That's bold.
I know.
But I told you, I was texting with you, and I was like, I've joined a few forums. I've joined a few.
Yes, what do you know from the forums?
Okay, so there are a few people who have said that it's better to do it in the daytime.
Okay.
Because you can see better, and yeah, you look crazy, and people will definitely see you, but it's like you're not trying to hide anything, so they actually don't care. You're not breaking any rules. You're not trespassing. So it's like, go during the day. Why not?
That's a much better plan than my, like, dress in all black.
Well, that's what people do.
Masks with flashlights.
There are YouTubes. I don't know how much of it you saw or went into it. There are YouTubes where people show the whole thing. They have lights on their heads and cameras, and they're in the trash, digging through the trash, talking you through it.
What forums are these? Is this like Reddit?
Well, there's a Reddit. There's a couple subreddits that I joined. I joined a couple Dumpster Dive LA Facebook groups. There's this map. I think it's called Fallen Fruit, something like that. And it's a map where every street where there's a fruit tree that's like public that you can get, there's every dumpster that's open is marked. And, like, people will go on there and, like, mark them and say what's in it. And, like, it's, like, a helpful thing.
Have you done any, like, what would be your first few hits based on what you've researched?
I'm not super interested in the food thing.
Why
because
not?
I have money and I can buy my own damn food.
Right.
But I'm really curious about the Ulta and the Sephora's. And you know what I was thinking? We're in Burbank, California right now.
We are.
The Burbank Empire Center is right down the street.
Ulta.
And there's an Ulta. And I was like, I'm over in Burbank. When am I here?
Whoa.
Maybe I'll just not go dig. I don't have the gear, but just go check it out.
Right.
Just peruse the area.
Should we call Ulta and ask what they do with their garbage?
Right now?
Yeah.
On the air?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of illegal, but to record someone without them knowing?
Oh, all you have to do is at the end of the conversation, just say, hey, is it cool if I recorded this?
Okay.
But you also probably don't have to. What are the odds that this one person is going to find out? I mean, I know you have a big following, but.
No, it's not. That was not what.
What if she goes, is this Lil Esther? Hang up. Go, no. Are you calling?
Thank you for calling Ulta Beauty at the Empire Center at Burbank, where you can
what?
Find all things beauty.
I thought it was a person.
We are located at 1351 North Victory Place.
Oh, you're bold. You hit zero?
Yeah.
That might not even be the right extension.
It always is.
Oh, okay. Life hack, everybody. Press zero.
My dad taught me.
See, he taught his daughter. See, you don't have to have a boy. You don't have to have a girl.
Thank you for calling the salon at Ulta Burbank. My name is Mara. Would you like to book a hair, skin, or brow appointment?
No, I'm just calling. I'm calling to talk to the people from cosmetics, but maybe you can help me. I'm just wondering, where do you guys throw out your trash, like your old makeup that you're throwing away?
The makeup gets put in the hazard a hazardous waste container.
And where does it go?
It gets shipped out. We don't throw it away.
Oh, okay. Because I read online that people can go through the garbage there, but that's not true?
No, it's extremely unsanitary, no.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Pants, you're being recorded. Okay. Shots fired.
Wow, that was so nasty.
Oh my God, what a cunt. And I don't use that word lightly. I don't call people that. That woman was a fucking bitch.
That was so mean.
That's unsanitary. Like,
that's highly.
You know what you should have said? Go, you know, my parents are homeless. My parents are homeless and they actually live in the dumpster behind your store, so fuck you. That was so rude.
That was not okay.
Oh my God.
Okay, let's call Sephora.
Oh my God.
I bet they lie.
Of course they do. They're not thrown in a hazardous.
Thank you for calling.
Where does it go? The toxic waste dump.
Toxic waste.
Fuck you.
Shipped out.
No, it's
no one has the budget to ship out.
And then where does it go? Like with like what? Like old breast implants and shit?
Available.
Medical waste?
Happy holidays.
Damn
and
it.
Thank you for calling JCPenney at the Glendale.
JCPenney.
Oh, so Glendale doesn't have a Sephora. It just has one inside the JCPenney.
No, girl. Glendale has a Sephora.
No, the Americana
does,
not Glendale Galleria. Don't fuck with me. I know Glendale.
Let's call Hollywood. Let's go straight to the top.
Yes. Oh, wait. Hollywood and Highland?
Yeah, girl. Oh,
they know how to deal with crazies there. I'm so curious. What if she... Oh, that lady
Hello,
sucked.
Hello, gorgeous, and thank you for calling Sephora.
Oh, I like that.
Welcome the new year
Hi,
in Valid Entry.
Oh, no, please Sephora does not play.
I can't believe that lady. I'm shook right now. That was such a mean thing to say.
I know. Hazardous waste.
That's extremely unsanitary. You know what? So's your
highly.
Fucking attitude, bitch.
Thank you for calling Sephora Hollywood.
Who says highly?
I want to call back and chew her out.
Oh my God, that would be crazy.
Yeah.
What a.
Oh. They had to have told her to say that.
Right.
But that means they've had a problem with this.
I know. It's, wait, well, fuck. What did it say?
Thank you for calling Sephora.
Three?
Hollywood.
I thought you just pressed zero.
It didn't
what
work.
What happened to that?
In the Hollywood and Highland Mall. For business hours and directions to our store, please press one.
That's not us.
To speak with a product consultant,
yeah.
Please press three.
Okay.
Three, I did.
Thank you for calling Sephora.
This
Hollywood.
Is a fucking rat race. I kept pressing three.
Oh my God.
Okay, let's try one more Sephora.
Shade Throne. How are you finding these numbers so fast? You have them all on speed dial.
They're all in my phone contacts. Where's another Sephora location?
I just went to the one on the Santa Monica Pier. Like 3rd Street Promenade, I mean. Santa Monica. I had an audition over there. I wasn't just going to Santa Monica for my Benefit brow pencil that I bought. Okay. That I'm still on the fence about.
Oh, yeah.
I'm having eyebrow problems.
I think they look great.
I just can't get them to equal. I can't get them symmetrical.
Who needs some?
Gorgeous.
Who needs symmetrical eyebrows?
Well, they say they're supposed to be sisters, not twins, but mine aren't even related. Mine are on other sides of the country.
You will leave loving us and your new look. To book an appointment or speak invalid.
Oh my God, Sephora has beat the system.
This is probably because of the dumpsters. That lady was a bitch.
I know.
I'm mad at her.
Anyone who uses the word highly.
Thank you for loving support. At the Girl, this is Alyssa speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, I have a question. What do you guys do with your garbage and all the makeup you throw away?
What do we do with our damaged product?
Yeah.
Usually we send it back to the vendor.
Oh, you guys don't have a garbage or like old samples?
No, we don't. We just send it back to the vendor.
But people online are always, like, going through dumpsters and stuff from you guys.
I don't know. I never heard of that. We send it back to the vendors.
You don't have a dumpster?
No, we don't.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Thanks, bye.
Sorry about that.
Bye!
Lying!
I mean, we are onto something here.
Well, you know what it is? It's my plan of just asking them is a fucked up plan because they're never going to tell us.
I mean, you know that old saying, it's better to ask forgiveness and permission?
Girl, you bet I do.
I feel like that's the case here.
It's, look, no
that
one's going
to... I'm about to go over there right now on the way home.
No one's going to shoot us straight. We're going to take matters into our own hands.
Do you think, honestly, that every time they use up a sample at Sephora,
ship
do you know how many samples there are? You know how many samples are in this? So you were telling me somebody stuffs those in envelopes and pays for shipping and ships it back?
That would be the most, like, the least cost-effective.
Yeah, and
wasteful.
Idiotic. Shit.
We're getting played.
I mean,
now we are on a mission.
I mean, we have to go. And I think first step, Ulta Burbank, because yeah. that lady has a fucking stick up her ass.
We are, oh yeah.
But I feel like the reason she said it like that is because this must have been a big issue for
yeah.
them. I bet there's a line to dig in that trash can at night, longer than the line at Hyde.
It's
nightclub. I don't even know if Hyde's still a nightclub. I think it is.
I used to stand in line there
when I first moved to LA and thought I was cool.
Oh my God, you went to nightclubs?
Girl, you better believe it!
Did you see Leo?
No, I've never seen him.
What celebrities did you see?
Oh, I saw so many.
Who?
So one night at Hyde, I saw Paris Hilton, Orlando Bloom, Elijah Cuthbert, Adrian Brody. And Hyde is the size of this room. Like, it's so small.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I saw so many people. This was in like 2006.
How do you even get in? You're just like a young, hot girl.
Well, when I first moved here, I was an intern for this like super fly woman. She's like a president of some production company, but she's super cute, like a young executive. And she was like, you want to go out? I'm like, yeah. She's like, dress fly and own it. And I was in like a Forever 21 dress.
What a fairy godmother.
But like, I just did it. I just like, you know, I was young and had lots of collagen, supple face, you know, walked right up. And I was just like, hey. And also go early. Go at like 10 when they're still like, oh, is it going to fill up tonight? We don't know. So I sat there for like 2 hours and then it started getting popping. Yeah. And same with like Chateau Marmont. Like, if you want to see a celebrity, guys, if you're like, I'm coming to LA for one weekend and I want to see somebody famous, go eat at the Chateau Marmont.
But isn't it hard to get in? Like, you can't.
You have to make a reservation like a month in advance. And they're so rude on the phone.
I thought regular people can't just go and you have to be like, you have to know somebody.
No, you just have to make a reservation really far in advance.
Oh.
Yeah. That's all.
Is it expensive?
Yes. It's like a side salad's like $32.
I went there once for a meal with Andy Milonakis and some other people, and he broke a plate to be funny.
Yeah.
And I have to say it was funny.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was very disruptive to all the fancy people.
At Chateau?
Yeah.
Inside or out?
Outside.
Oh, yeah. The patio is hot. You know where I sat one time on the patio? Mm. So the first time I went there, I saw Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Are you and their fucking boyfriends. Kidding
yeah.
me?
Yeah. They look like Kurt Cobain.
What
like they
age?
Had like long, scraggly blonde hair and flannels.
And they were oh, that's
and
so
then
cool.
I saw one. Okay, so one time I was sitting there and we were freezing our asses off because it was like so cold and we were in like skanky dresses. And I was my friends from high school and I was like, I promise somebody famous is going to come. And they were like, oh, this is so stupid. We're freezing. In walks Portia, Ellen, and Ryan Seacrest having dinner.
Oh,
and they sit
my
next
gosh.
To us. Next to us.
Did they freak out?
Well, yeah, we were all like, like sitting there trying to like eat quietly so we could hear what they're saying. Like, it was so creepy. And then Jonah Hill and Paul Rudd sat on the other side of us.
Wow, this is the real deal.
Yeah, I mean, I have really good celebrity radar. If there's like anywhere within like A to Z list celebrity, I know they're near me. Like, go to Pampered Hands. It's like the nail place everybody goes to in LA.
Where's that?
It's on Melrose.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, there's the girl that won season 4 of America's Next Top Model. Like, I know everybody that's ever been anything, and I can scan the room and find them.
That is such a useful tool.
Yeah, like, it really is. In traffic, I've seen so many celebrities in traffic. One time I was in traffic next to Weird Al Yankovic and his kid. One time I was in traffic next to Kristen Chenoweth. I almost ran over Mr. Big once, Chris Noth. I almost ran over him on Sunset.
That's good.
And I was like, Mr. Big, what's up? I didn't say anything. I'm really cool around celebrities. Like, don't get it twisted. I know you might think I'm crazy, but I'm actually really chill around them. So.
No, I mean, last time you told the story about Kim in person.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that I'll never forget.
Yeah, I mean, I'm waiting to see them again. I really think if we... Okay, so do you know I'm in love with Shia LaBeouf?
No.
Okay, so Shia LaBeouf's like my one true love that I feel like we just, our paths never crossed.
Oh, wow.
And
even in his crazy state, I'm still interested?
I love all of it. Yeah, my friends are like, Jackie, he's too tedious for you. And I'm like, you guys just don't understand him.
You're so twisted and dark to like be able to put up with all these...
Well, I mean, we'll see. I guess mm-hmm. we'd have to find out. But he's married. I'm married. It didn't work out.
He's married?
Yeah, he got married this summer. He got married right after me, which I find interesting.
Wow, me too.
It's almost like, oh, I guess she's off the market. I emailed him one time because I stole his number out of a phone at a party.
And what happened?
I asked him to do a show with me at UCB, and he was going to do it. And then he emailed me back a few days later and said that he couldn't.
He emailed you back at all?
Yeah. He emailed me 7 minutes after I emailed him, he emailed me back.
And he said what?
I mean, I have it memorized.
So say it. I want to know.
I'll show it to you. I have it like screen capped in my phone. He put, this is extremely, wait, hold on. Basically, he said he would do it. He said, I will be there. It will be competitive. This is extremely mad. Shia. And none of it was capitalized.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I know where he lives. I don't want to say I specifically.
I used to be friends with his dad. Is that weird?
Oh my God, that is weird.
I know. His dad used to hang out at the Comedy Store.
Ooh.
It was very weird.
You think he could get his number from him for me? I'm just kidding.
I don't. If I could, I would.
Shia's like an LA born and raised. He's born and raised Echo Park.
But you have his email.
Yeah, I have his email. And I.
And you don't abuse it?
Of course not. I would never disrespect his privacy. Mm-hmm. There were a few times where, like, my friend Bonnie throws these crazy pool parties. She's like a pop star, you know, has like a cool house and whatever. And I was like, what if I just like forward him her invite and be like, hey, my friend's having this cool party. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I wasn't going to do that. Number one, I have a boyfriend.
Right.
Or was married or engaged or whatever. Number two, who knows? What if he shows up with like 50 crazy people and they ruin Bonnie's party or like whatever? I respect his privacy. Although I stole his email. But I'm just saying, I had a legit purpose for emailing him and he emailed me back and like I never abused it. But anyway, so he lives in Sherman Oaks. That's very easy to find out. It's very quick on the internet because mm-hmm. he's always paparazzi. He eats at Lemonade and he eats at Mendocino Farms. Those are his two favorite restaurants. And every time I'm in Sherman Oaks, I know where he shops. He shops at Gelson's on Van Nuys. And I'm like, what if I just sit at Gelson's at the deli like all day for like a week? I'd see him, right? Because my whole thing is like, I want to organically meet him. I don't want it to be like he just did... He just did James Corden, and my friend was Rachel was holding his hand. You know, Rachel Bloom was on fucking Corden with him,
right?
And holding
that.
His hand, and I was like texting with her afterwards, and I was like, "Can you tell me everything?" And she was like, "He smelled like cigarettes really bad. His hands were very soft," and like telling me all the details because I was just like, "I can't believe that one of my friends held Shia's hand."
That's big.
And I would have gone to Corden and watched. Maybe she could have introduced us.
You know what? But why?
Because
why?
I just am such a big fan. At this point, it's more just I respect his work.
Can I tell you I have a take on this?
Yeah, I would love to hear.
I think that we are not meant to meet these people
yeah.
that we admire so much.
Yeah, for sure.
I think it's for the better.
Yeah.
This is my own personal...
Yeah. Are you telling me Gaga? If Gaga walked in here right now, you wouldn't want to talk to her?
No. I'm not talking about, like, female...
Oh, you're talking about guys you...
Guy, I'm talking yeah. about the celebrities okay. that you are in love with. This
yeah.
is, I'm really talking to myself.
Okay.
I think we're not meant to meet them from, it's just what I think.
But I don't know if you've run into this because, okay, so I moved to LA when I was 21 years old. And there's like a group of kind of famous guys that are not that much older than me. Like probably like 10 years or so within my age group. Like Joshua Jackson. I was obsessed with Joshua Jackson
How
when
can
I was
you not
13.
Be?
I mean, I was full blown Team Pacey. Like, Dawson did nothing for me.
Same!
But Pacey was like, I had posters of him, and I met him backstage at UCB a few years ago, and it was just like, what if I fuck him? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it could have happened.
Right.
Like, I just started dating Adam, my now husband.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if I hadn't had a boyfriend,
but like,
you know what I mean? And then I was like, if I could fuck Pacey, 13-year-old me, if this opportunity presents itself and I don't take it, what the fuck? And that's one example of like 50 people because now those guys are kind of in a weird, like they're getting older and like
yeah.
they hook up with women. And I'm like, I probably could have fucked like Zach Braff, John Mayer, name a guy from like when we were younger that like we thought were hot.
But see, here's the thing. Look at this. Look at the market right now. You're naming all these guys you could have fucked. It's like, it's not like there's just one amazing one. It's like there's so many and you could have, but you don't have to, you know?
Well, I mean, I'm glad I didn't. Don't get it wrong. I'm just saying the opportunity presents itself, and it's one of those things that is like, this is weird. I never in a million years thought that this would be happening. 13-year-old me would never believe me if I went back and told her this right now. Like, oh, I'm at a club with John Mayer right now, and he's coming over to me. You know what I mean?
Right.
I had this conversation the other day with somebody. Every girl in L.A. has either a John Mayer or a Zach Braff story.
I have neither, but...
Well, girl, I don't know what to tell you. There's a couple other ones you could throw in.
What do you mean?
Like other, like that kind of group of guys.
Right.
You know?
And I also don't go out and like I don't experience life, so I don't
count.
Well,
you were at Chateau with Andy Milonakis breaking plates. That's... What was that? What was that about? That had to. There's a story there. Do you hang out with Andy Milonakis?
We bonded over Big Brother one summer, and then he quit watching it, and now it's like we're just... We know that it's over between us.
You want to hear something really crazy?
I do.
I used to hang out with Andy Milonakis.
What?
Yeah, when I was like 22.
And what'd you guys do?
We would like go to clubs and go hang out.
He's
and go
like
to parties.
A little club rat. It's,
yeah.
He likes
well, this
to go
was
out.
10 years ago, yeah. You know? But he randomly met my roommate on a set and then like they started to hang out and like we'd all hang out and like I would go to clubs with him. Like, there's a clip on TMZ of, like, us, him being paparazzied outside of a club, and, like, I'm, like, drunk, like, hanging on to him.
That's the dream.
I don't drink anymore. But this was, like, again, my youth. But, yeah, I mean, I have crazy stories. Like, I was with Andy. We were at Opera. This is, again, aging me, because this Opera doesn't exist anymore. But basically, these clubs rotate their name every year or so. Like, it was Ledoux for a long time, and I'd always go to Ledoux.
I feel like I've heard of Ledoux.
Yeah, I'd always go to Ledoux, and then I think Ledoux became Opera, but I'm not... Don't quote me on that. We were at Opera, and he's like, hey, we're going to my after party at my friend's. We roll up at this house. It's a huge house. It's like this rich gamer kid that was like even younger than me, but he was like a billionaire because he's like created a video game or something. We're hanging out. Then this other guy's like, hey, we're having a party tomorrow. Y'all want to come? We're like, sure. We take down the address. We show up. It's Jamie Kennedy's house. Remember Jamie Kennedy? You probably
sure
knew him
do.
From stand-up. And we're like at this crazy party with like Cedus in the friggin' pool. And like, I mean, I used to party. I used to have a fucking life, you know, like in my early 20s. And I feel like that's why my career, like, I just wasn't focused on my career at all. I had major culture shock from being like a Southern Texan bumpkin.
Well, it's kind of amazing that you're still in the game because like so many people who move here and get swept up in the clubs and the parties and stuff, like they don't last.
No. And
they come and go.
Yeah. Well, I feel like I did that for like 3 or 4 years and then I was like, oh, I guess I should do something. And, like, took a UCB class and, like, you know, there that went.
My theory is, like, it happened, like, pretty girls fall victim to this because, like, it's so easy to, like, get invited and do, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then they just, like, forget their dreams and it's, like, fame by association is enough.
Right.
But not little old Esther. Nobody invited me anywhere.
Man, we should go out. We should get our palettes out, girl. Get our Kylie palettes. Get all done up. Okay, face beat to the gods, as they say. We should go out.
We should.
I bet we could get in.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. If anyone out there's listening, please tweet me. I mean, this is such a niche market, but there's this lady, this woman who is the, like, bouncer at Teddy's.
What's that?
Teddy's is the nightclub built into the Roosevelt Hotel.
Oh,
and it's
love
like,
the Roosevelt
I mean,
Hotel.
It's like A-list. It was, again, I'm sure this is not accurate because I haven't been out in years, like out to the club kind of thing.
I can't imagine a Hollywood and Highland area place being the place, but that would be great.
Well, no, but it's Teddy's. It's not Hollywood and Highland.
Right, right, no.
It's not Ohm Nightclub, which is at Hollywood and Highland. This is like, I'm talking the A-list of the A-list, and they wouldn't let me in. They wouldn't let me in, and it's so humiliating to stand
Why
there.
Wouldn't they?
Because I was shit. I was nothing compared to these girls. I had real hair. You know, I was wearing Forever 21. I didn't have a cute dress. I didn't have crazy heels on. I, you know.
That's great. Oh, no, because, no, I'm just taking a shit.
Oh, good. Because, you know, I'm a comedian. I, you know, I might have been cute and be cute now, whatever, but I'm still like an insecure comedian at heart. Like these girls are like just sex, like pure sex and like young and cute and whatever. And I'm like, can I come out tonight? You know. And that woman is a bitch. If anyone, I've had this conversation with other people. If you know what I'm talking about, the Teddy's door girl, you tweet me. She's famous in town for being just ruthless. She wouldn't let anybody in.
I want to meet her.
I mean, she probably isn't still there, but I think they retrain the next person to be that way too, you know?
We got to find these people and be like, what didn't I have that you needed me to have?
Yeah. Yeah. If you're the Roosevelt girl from about 2007, you come out. I remember like Pete Wentz. I was like at this crazy party with like Pete Wentz. And like, this is when he was like the guy.
This is the heyday of
this
like celebrity.
This was the heyday. I mean, I have stories. I have stories. Between that and me walking dogs for celebrities, I got stories.
Can you write a book?
Yeah, I mean, I could, but is it that interesting?
I think so.
I mean, I have this...
Will you talk about it on your podcast, your new podcast?
I will, but my podcast is beauty-centric. It's not about celebrities.
But, can I say something?
Yes.
It's allowed to be beauty-centric, but I think you can veer off.
Yeah, for sure.
You're
for sure.
Free to veer off.
Yeah, you got to veer off a little bit.
Yes.
We can't keep hearing about the same fucking palette over and over again, right, Chuchi? The two-faced sweet peach palette.
Ugh, I've had enough of that.
Yeah, do you have that?
No.
No. What palettes, like, have you bought recently?
None really, you know. I mean, I have the Kylie Holiday palette,
yeah.
Of course.
Have you been using that? I feel like the colors are a little too, like, dark. Kind of grandmama.
There's
for me. You know what I mean? Like my mom would wear those
a
colors.
A couple colors on there that really are like my colors. Like there's two or three that I could do every day, but lately I haven't been wearing eyeshadow. I'm not a big eyeshadow girl, but when I do wear it, my go to is the Kylie Holiday palette.
I'm so curious what colors.
I'll have to show you.
Like kind of
I know it's the top row, it's Sugar Cookie. Is one of them.
I mean, like that green and that blue, I haven't even dipped into them.
It's not those.
I haven't even dipped into them.
Those would be fun, though, for like an under eye eyeliner, like pop of color.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I have those on my mind, but...
I primarily use the Graveyard Girl palette by Tarte.
I don't know that.
Graveyard Girl is a YouTube star, but I don't like her,
oh,
really.
Oh, my God. I hate her. Why
I
do you have her palette?
Because I love the colors, and I love Tarte.
I need to...
Tarte is
I
a
do
vegan
love
brand.
Tarte. I need to look at this palette.
And the colors are great. They're all kind of in the warm, peachy, brownie. I have it on right now.
It looks good. But Graveyard Girl is insane.
She's the worst. No, I hate... I wish I could support her, but she's just... I can't. There's certain YouTube people, most of them, I just can't take them. I'm like, I'm too old. I can't take the like, hi, how are you? Like all the edits, like every second they cut. And I'm just like, ew, because you did Periscope. Like that's true comedy. Like there's no breaks. We don't edit.
No,
we have timing.
Edit.
They don't have any timing. And also, I needed to make a correction from the last time I was here.
Oh.
I decided I don't like Nikki Tutorials.
I don't. I think I said I didn't like
you
her.
You didn't. We disagreed.
Yeah.
I'm done with her.
Thank you.
I feel like she's trying to be funny and she's not funny.
I know.
And there's one thing I can't stand. It's when people try to be funny that aren't.
I know. This is like I hear you. That's on the top of my list of problems.
Yeah.
I do feel like since we are now smelling my dog's shit, at least I smell it. Maybe it's time to wrap it up.
Yeah. I mean, when there's shit in the air, that might be the time to wrap it up.
Jackie, thank you for coming back.
I also want to just warn you, your dog's chewing on electrical cords.
Okay.
Hey, stop. Pookie.
Donut, you are so bad.
I mean, she's a baby.
Jackie,
she's a baby.
Thank you. What can we promote right now for you?
I don't know when this is going to air.
Tomorrow, girl.
What? Shit! Okay, so if you're in LA, my band, Punk Rock Barbie, we have a show February 4th at Joe's Great American Bar and Grill in Burbank. And it's a pop-punk cover band. And we've been working on some new songs. Let's just say... I did it all for the Nookie.
Oh, I'm
so
excited.
So we're excited for that. That's the only real show I have booked right now. So yeah, y'all know where to find me on the snaps, on the Insta, on the Twitter. Everything's different, all three names.
Snap is Jackie
Michelle J with one L. Instagram is Jackie Michelle Johnson, one L in Michelle. And Twitter is Jackie _Michelle. As I explained last time, my name is Jackie Johnson. My name is not Esther fucking Babitsky. My name was taken on everything, okay? So I did my best. I did my damn best. Just find me, okay?
And you're going to have your own podcast coming out soon.
I do have a podcast in the works. So stay tuned because it's going to be all about beauty and wellness and teen magazines.
And everything else,
And
Jackie.
You better believe Esther's going to be on there. And we're going to live record us getting through a dumpster. that's going to happen.
That, yeah. I mean, now that we have, like, it's personal now.
Yes, I'm out for blood at Ulta. I'm so mad.
I know.
That lady's nerve.
I know.
Like, to shame you.
I know.
She dumpster shamed you.
Wow.
She dumpster shamed you.
That's not okay.
No,
we have to
never
wrong,
dumpster
shame. We have to write this wrong.
I wish you would have said, my parents live in that dumpster. How dare you?
I do want to call back and say that, but I won't because I'm going to get revenge
yeah.
by getting all the goods.
Well,
out
you
of
know,
the trash.
Karma is the best revenge.
Yes.
So she'll have her due diligence.
All right. Thank you, Jackie.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Feral Audio.
I can't believe how cold it is. It's so cold.
Are you fucking serious?
Don't you fucking take your phone and look at me
now. Now you think so.
I think it's so cold.
As a branch of the United States government, it is the mission of the National Security Agency to assess and flag citizens of the country who may present a threat to its security. The NSA has clearance to wiretap by any means necessary.
Tapped. Incidental recordings of private conversations from the files of the NSA.
Now on feralaudio.com.